So in this meditation, we're going to balance your second chakra and then connect it with the other chakras. So get comfortable. You can lie down or sit in a comfortable position. And while you're settling yourself, go ahead and close your eyes and let your body start to relax. I want you to let your toes relax. Relax your feet and ankles. Let them sink into the floor. Let go of your calves. Allow them to relax. Let any tension you feel just drain right out. And let your knees relax, and your thighs, let them melt into the floor or your chair. And allow your breath to move in and out of your body at whatever pace feels comfortable for you. Let it flow. Allow your bottom and your pelvis to relax. Let go of any tension you feel and let it drain away right now. Let your torso relax. Allow your back to sink into the floor or to the chair. Let yourself loosen and let go of any clenching you feel. Feel your shoulders loosen and relax. Let any tightness flow right out. Feel your arms and hands relax. Let them sink and loosen with each breath out. Relax your neck. Let it ease, let it flow. Relax your jaw, let any tightness soften and ease out. Allow your forehead to relax. Feel it smooth out as you breathe in and out. Relax the crown of your head. Feel it lighten and float as you continue to breathe. Now that you're relaxed, let's balance your second chakra. Go ahead and bring one hand to your second chakra, which is located just below your navel and right above your pelvis. Place the palm of your hand flat against your second chakra, and then move it a few inches above your body. Now, slowly move your hand in a counterclockwise circle above your body. This movement clears the energy in that chakra. You'll be continuing this movement for several minutes. Go ahead and play with the movement a little bit as you get into it. This is great for experimenting. You might try moving it a little slower or faster. Maybe move it in a larger circle or a slightly smaller one. You might try taking your hand up a little higher or maybe closer to your body. Whatever you do will be right for you. If at any point your hand gets tired, you can always switch to the other hand using the same counterclockwise movement. While you're circling your hand, go ahead and think this mantra to yourself as you clear your chakra. I easily clear any blocks to my creativity, abundance, and joy. I easily clear any blocks to my creativity, abundance, and joy. I easily clear any blocks to my creativity, abundance, and joy. Remember, you can switch hands if your hand gets tired, but continue to circle in that counterclockwise motion. I easily clear any blocks to my creativity, abundance, and joy. Just another minute. I easily clear any blocks to my creativity, abundance, and joy. Just a few more seconds and then we'll reverse and balance. Perfect. Now that you've cleared your chakra, you'll finish balancing it. So reverse the movement of your hand. You're going to make clockwise circles above your second chakra now. You'll do this for about 90 seconds. The clockwise movement helps balance the energy in the chakra. And again, you can play with this, the speed of your hand, how close or far away it is from your body, even how big or small the circles are that you make. And while you're continuing to balance that chakra, go ahead and think this mantra to yourself. I am creative and abundant when I am balanced. I am creative and abundant when I am balanced. I am creative and abundant when I am balanced. And you continue to circle in that clockwise motion. I am creative and abundant when I am balanced. Just about 15 more seconds. So continue to circle, balancing your chakra. All right, now that we've cleared and balanced the second chakra, we're going to move on to connecting that second chakra with each of your other chakras. So go ahead and keep your hand at your second chakra, but place it flat on your body. Place the palm flat on your body. Then take your other hand and place it on your first chakra, which is right on your center line where your pelvis meets your legs. You're going to hold both hands in place for about a minute while you think this mantra to yourself and connect the two chakras. I am connected so that I feel safe and secure. I am connected so that I feel safe and secure. I am connected so that I feel safe and secure. Just a few more seconds and then we're going to move on to the next connection. Perfect. So keep your hand in place on your second chakra and move that other hand to your third chakra. Your third chakra is located partway between your navel and your chest. And continue to let your breath flow in and out and think this mantra to yourself while you connect the two chakras. I am creative and step forward with confidence. I am creative and step forward with confidence. I am creative and step forward with confidence. Just a few more seconds with this one and we'll move on to the next connection. Perfect. Keep your hand in place on your second chakra and move your other hand to your fourth chakra. It's located in the center of your chest. Continue to let your breath flow in and out. And think this mantra to yourself while you connect the two chakras. I am passionate and know that I love and am loved. I am passionate and know that I love and am loved. I am passionate and know that I love and am loved. Just a few more seconds, and we'll move on. Perfect. Go ahead and keep your hand in place on your second chakra. Move your other hand to lightly rest on your fifth chakra. Your fifth chakra is located at the center of your throat. Continue to let your breath flow in and out and think this affirmation to yourself while you connect the two chakras. I know what I'm feeling and it's easy for me to tell people. I know what I'm feeling and it's easy for me to tell people. I know what I'm feeling and it's easy for me to tell people. Just a few more seconds and we'll move on to the next connection. Great job with that. Keep your hand where it is on your second chakra. Move your other hand to your sixth chakra. It's located in the spot right between your eyebrows, above the bridge of your nose. Place your hand lightly over that area. And think this mantra to yourself while you connect the two chakras. My dreams come true when I follow my intuition. My dreams come true when I follow my intuition. My dreams come true when I follow my intuition. Just a few more seconds and we'll move on to the final connection. You can continue to keep your hand where it is on your second chakra and move your other hand to your seventh chakra. It's located at the top of your head at your crown. As you connect the two chakras, think this mantra to yourself. I am blissful when I'm connected to myself and the world around me. I am blissful when I'm connected to myself and the world around me. I am blissful when I'm connected to myself and the world around me. Just a few more seconds. Great work connecting up your chakras. Give yourself a minute or two to be fully back in your body. And if you can make time, try doing this meditation once or twice a week until you feel fully unstuck.